Bodrum. Bodrum, the free zone of fun, sea and sun. Bodrum is administered by the city of Mula, and it is located at a point where deep-rooted cultures formed on the Aegean and Mediterranean shores unite. A city where the Mycenaean, Greek, Roman, Byzantine and Turkish Islamic cultures meet. In antiquity, Bodrum was known as Halicarnassos. The Mula coastline, which stretches for 114 kilometres, extends with the utmost variety of vegetation on the waters where the Aegean and Mediterranean seas embrace each other. The forests, sometimes penetrating into the sea, give Bodrum and its surroundings the feeling of paradise. The fishermen of Halicarnassos, Cevat Şakir Kaba Arçlı, who introduced Bodrum to the world, informs us of the characteristics of Bodrum with his brilliant style in his autobiography, The Blue Exile, as follows. As I look around myself, turning my head right and left, I perceive that we pass from one civilization to another, from one period to another, from present to ancient times, from ancient times to the Middle Ages. Totally opposite climates have blended into each other here. Within 10 minutes, we pass from the lap of the fields to the coolness of the plateau. Bodrum Castle. The castle, which is considered the symbol of Bodrum, was built by the Saint Jean Knights. Some additions were made to the castle, whose construction was started in 1402. Bodrum Castle is presently used as a museum. The first and the only underwater museum in our country is here. Some remains are exhibited within the castle. Bodrum Mausoleum. In the Tepecik quarter of Bodrum are the remains of one of the seven wonders of the old world, the Halicarnassos Museum. The mausoleum, which is also the first example of mausoleums that would be frequently used afterwards, was built in the name of Morsilos, the satrap or Persian provincial governor of Halicarnassos, by his wife and sister Artemisia. Almost nothing remains from the seven wonders of the old world except the pyramids in Egypt. The mausoleum in Bodrum is in a better state than others, although very little of it is standing today. The story of the destruction of this great building is quite interesting. The plunder of the remaining parts of one of the seven wonders of the world began in the 19th century. Lord Stratford, the British ambassador to the Ottoman Empire, tells of the magnificence of the monument in a letter to his wife as follows. I finally solved the difficulties that arose because of the Bodrum marbles. The letters were written. A Turkish architect was appointed. He and the stone worker will set out tomorrow. And think what they will bring. 13 marble blocks of priceless value, which were promised by Herodotus in the most glorious period of Greek art. What if they cannot extract them from the wall? What if they get broken? Reliefs of the monument are in the British Museum in London. The directors of the museum have had these words written on the wall of the gallery. Mausoleum headband, which was given as a gift by Sultan Medjet to Viscount Stratford Redcliffe and to the directors of the British Museum.